Rejoice, heavenly powers. Sing, choirs of angels. Exalt all creation around God's throne. Jesus Christ, our King, is risen. Sound the trumpet of salvation. Rejoice, O earth, in shining splendour, radiant in the brightness of your King. Christ has conquered. Glory fills you. Darkness vanishes forever. Rejoice, O Mother Church. Exult in glory. The risen Saviour shines upon you. Let this place resound with joy, echoing the mighty song of God's people. Can something be fresh after you read it many, many times? If it can, how is this so? It's interesting that the seasons in different parts of the world, certainly in most places, when spring comes, it's always fresh and always new. Whether it be the blossom of the fruit tree or the bursting bright green of new life as it comes forth. Always fresh and new, even though you've seen it many times before. The scent of the fruit tree is always strong and bright and refreshing. Jesus, like a fresh blossom, bursts onto the scene of the Holy Land, like the fresh blossom. Each one of his words is fresh, colourful, scented with the essence of life, of the very root of life itself. It's not just any blossom. It's the blossom of the tree of life in the Garden of Eden, only this time the tree of Genesis brings not death, but life. If you eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you will live forever, and you will be joining the ranks of the faithful, the resurrected sons and daughters of God. We see in the creation that something has gone very wrong, that we as stewards of the earth have caused it to crumble, even with this virus developing from a very suspicious source where animals are treated very badly. This virus has jumped and caused itself to attack humankind. On Easter morning, what do you see? The disciples have reached the tomb. He is no longer imprisoned in that dark place. The strange tale of folded grave clothes, of stones rolled away, there to rush, there to tell the others, "Where's the Lord? He's not there. He's risen." No smell now of death. Now the smell of spring, of newness, of vibrant life. It says in Hebrews that every priest stands daily at his service, offering repeatedly the same sacrifices. But Christ has offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins. He sat down at the right hand now of God. He has perfected for all time those whom he has sanctified. Jesus, then, Jesus Christ, like the pressure of steam in an enclosed container, death could not hold the Lord, and he burst from that tomb. And as he did so, as it says in 1 St. Peter 3:18, for Christ also died for sins once for all, and for the righteous and the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit. Mary then stands at the tomb weeping. Whom do you seek? Whom do you seek? Jesus says. Mary says, "What have you done with my Lord?" The words of the resurrection then come forth. Mary. Hearing the Master's voice, she knew it was Jesus. When he spoke her name, she ran to him. She tried to grasp onto life itself. He tells her, "No, you must wait, for I have not yet ascended to the Father." And so Jesus instructs her to go and tell the others that he is risen. These witnesses of the first resurrection are the very first eyes to see the truth of what the creation is actually about. The whole of the creation is focused like a microscope onto this very point of life where the resurrection took place, splitting open the tombs of the dead and bringing the message of the resurrection even to the dead and to the living. Today, we thank God for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We celebrate it. We're in the Easter season. So even though we still have the effects of the virus and all that that means, we, as we celebrate the resurrection of Christ, are in great joy, for he is risen, and therefore we are risen. Alleluia.